Hey, it's Carlos. Welcome back to More Secrets to Unlock His Heart. You know, I've been asked a few times, hey, Carlos, why do you make this podcast so short? I mean, at 10 to 15 minutes, it seems like you're ripping people off, man. Well, no, they didn't say that, but that's the insinuation. And I have to reply, because you don't have much time. You want to get this kind of information fast. You've got a day to get on with. You want to get out there and date guys and have an effect on guys. You want to be able to use stuff quickly. That's why my philosophy has always been, give it to them quick. I don't have to drag this out into a 30 or 60 minute podcast. You don't have time for that stuff, do you? Well, if you do, I've got other stuff you can read and listen to as well, like back podcasts and other articles. So today, what are we talking about? Today, we're talking about relationship tips for smart women. I'm going to give you five of these beautiful little relationship tips, and I think they're going to help you out. Yeah, that's the ticket. So you've got your life together, right? And you want more than just an average romance. You want a relationship that fulfills you and makes your heart sing. You want a man that doesn't run away at the first sign of a serious commitment. You want a guy who treats you, well, with respect, right? To get the kind of relationship that really completes you, you have to be smarter than the pack, m'lady, okay? You're going to have to know the stuff that other women only think they know. So I'm going to give you the dish on five relationship tips that most women, well, they don't know or they don't think about when it comes to being in a relationship and starting one. And even if you think you already know this stuff, take a few minutes to review this advice that I'm talking about now. Really ask yourself if this is the way you're approaching your love life. Okay? Love isn't complicated or painful if you know how to navigate those currents. So let's drop the first bomb with relationship tip number one. Recognize that your relationship is going to go through stages. Now, the first stage is the crush stage. You know, that's when everything is awesome. You know, go ahead and sing it. Everything is awesome. And it seems like this is it, right? This guy is it. This is so cool. You're in bliss. But then the next stage comes along, that bliss of connection. You start to talk a lot more. You're starting to get a little bit more intimate details. It's not just about that physical, bristling, electric charge between you. You start to talk about your likes and your dislikes. You share your Netflix queue. You know, those things. Love is developing fast. Then comes the rude awakening. This is your first disagreement and hopefully your first makeup sex, right? You discover that this is yet another relationship, for better or worse, and it's really just different. It's not better or worse. The next phase is the shaping phase. This is where you start to mold into his expectations and he's starting to do some of the same. And you figure out how to make this into a relationship with a capital R, not just a dating relationship. Now, I'm not going to go through all the phases here, but it is important to realize that this progression in a relationship that you experience is there so that you don't let any one of those phases fool you or make you think, oh, this is all there is. It's going to evolve. It's going to constantly evolve within your relationship. When you're a teenager, well, you get fooled by a romance much easier. But the mark of maturity is knowing that these phases are waiting for you in any relationship, and it's up to you how you want to handle them. And that leads us to relationship tip number two. Use the force, Leia. The truth is that a guy is deeply influenced by his peer group. He's going to heed the advice that his friends give him and the other guys in his life give him, as well as, of course, the pressures that they put on him. Which means, yeah, you do want to be in good with them. Yep, you're going to have to make sure that the dudes like you. Now, this could be a problem if you don't like them or they're douchebags, in which case you might want to seriously rethink this guy, especially if you decide to try and pry him out of their clutches because of the negative influence that they're having on him. But that also brings to light another set of complications that could haunt you. So remember the power of the force among his friends. Yeah, that's why I called you Leia. Use that force to decide whether or not he's really the guy that you want to invest this kind of effort in, because the guys in his life, they're going to be a force to be reckoned with. Now, relationship advice numero three is support his drives. You have to realize that a man is driven by two forces in his life. He wants sex, which is a channel directly into his love and loyalty, even if that seems kind of superficial to you at first. It's not. It's just a different way to feel the same thing that you want to feel, which is love and acceptance. His sex drive is the fuel of his ambition, and it's his momentum in life. It's how he accomplishes things. It's what powers him and gets him moving, okay? The second thing is he wants peace, which is a state of contentment, which equates to happiness. And he's always seeking this peace. Even in the middle of chaos, he wants this peaceful part of his life. So what does knowing that do for you, that he has those two drives, sex and the need for peace? Well, it helps you to help him get what he wants, which in turn helps him to get you what you want, and everybody wins. If you keep him sexually satisfied, you will find that you can break down the barriers with him emotionally that make you feel like you're at a distance with him. It's when a man feels sexually cut off from his partner that he's more likely to pull away to protect himself. Men already feel controlled by sex to some degree. It's not something we like either. It's very, it's one of those things that just lingers in the back of our head and doesn't make us feel great sometimes. It takes a toll on a man's self-esteem. You see, we feel our sex drive is a powerful force that pushes us, which it is. But we also feel that women can control us with this sex drive. And that's scary to a guy. It feels like a sacrifice of freedom, which is also what scares us out of relationships entirely. So keep those drives in your head at all times when it comes to dealing with him. No, they are not necessarily your primary drives. But if you understand, love, and accept them within him, you'll find that your relationship will flow like a river. And that brings me to the next tip, which is number 4, keep it positive. The pattern I see with a lot of relationships, actually an overwhelming majority of relationships, is enough to give anyone some heartache. Almost all relationships come together with a positive vibe to them. It's love, lust, and all the delicious chemicals of attraction. So how could it be anything else but positive when it's romance? But after a time, some negative stuff starts to slip in. It could be that feeling of disappointment that the sparks and fireworks of a new romance have to die out. It could be that feeling of disappointment that the sparks and fireworks of new romance have to die out. Or it could be that the part of us that maybe expects a little too much from a relationship. Whatever the reason, a certain level of disrespect and negativity creeps into the relationship. It could be an eye roll here or a sarcastic comment there, and it can create an atmosphere of anger and resentment if it's left unchecked. Have you ever spent time with a couple where they just seem to be together because, well, they're barely tolerating each other? It's not fun. It's not fun to hang out with them. In fact, it's a torture to be with couples like this, and we start to avoid those types of people if we can. I believe that this negative attitude gets into our relationships mostly because we start to look at the opposite sex as being an adversary instead of somebody who's also on our side. We also want to feel accepted and loved at heart. And when the other person uses a different means to get that feeling of acceptance and love, we see it as, hey, you're blocking me. We see them as an obstacle. Instead, you have to put aside your immediate need to get your needs met. And remember, he's not blocking you intentionally. He's just got a different method of relating to your experience. It's not an experience he shares. The more you feel the desperate craving for love, the harder it often is to put aside your own point of view to see his perspective, right? And that neither men nor women are really the enemy. We're just two factions that have a communication gap to overcome. Men and women don't think exactly alike or function in relationships alike. But the cool thing is that with a little patience and understanding, you can discover this common ground. And even though you should be working at all times to get closer, you should heed my last relationship tip, number 5. Stay close but separate. This one feels a little counterintuitive, especially if you're desperately trying to pry your way into a guy's heart. But it is one of the most effective strategies a woman can use. In fact, it's the only one that really works to make him want you. It's easy to lose sight and think that weaving your life together with his is the way to get a relationship, the love relationship that you want. Unfortunately, if you do that wrong, it can scare a guy off. He'll feel a strange kind of constriction. He'll feel a little smothered. That feeling can then turn into a panic that he's losing his freedom instead of gaining a loving partner. And the next step for him is, of course, to do what? Run away. He won't even know why he's doing it. If you want to avoid that cold distance with him, you have to let your relationship breathe. And what I mean by this is to give your relationship moments where you push apart for a while, or at the very least, keep some separate routines. Let me give you a quick example with something that a lot of people do in relationships. When you first start seeing each other regularly and you get into that groove, you'll want to start leaving things over at his place, right? Over at his apartment or his house to kind of stake your territory. That's fine. But wait until he asks you or he buys you your stay-over toothbrush that first time. You see, the idea is to actually be a little less eager to jump in and mix your lives together at first than he might be. This gives him room to breathe. It gives him room to be the one that wants it right? If another person wants something before you want it, it kind of pushes you away from that thing. It makes you a little bit like, ah, it's too soon, too soon. And then, of course, he needs that space to not feel like he's being run over. When he's got that space between you and him, he's going to want to cross it. He's going to want to do that to, it's kind of a form of conquering in a way. He'll want to cross that space and create closeness, believe it or not. But he'll only want to do that if you're not the one pushing for it. Now, other areas that you'll want to keep some separation might be, well, things like your Netflix queue or your old CD collection or your vinyl collection. And yes, even after you're married, you'll want to keep some of these pockets of separation between you two. This shows him that you've still got your own boundaries, you've got your own life, you're still a separate person, because too much overlap will actually work against intimacy with a man. And of course, connection is the goal in the end, right? And if you want a guy to make things official, and you want him to take things this next step of commitment, well, you have to know what a guy wants, what a guy needs, what makes him ready to really connect at a heart-to-heart level with you. What makes him desire you? What is it that makes him bend over backwards to please you? Well, I'm going to show you what that is. If you want to go over and take a look right now, I'll explain what the code is that makes a man want to commit to you. Go on over to datingadviceguru.com/connection code. That's datingadviceguru.com/connection code. Go watch the video, and I'm going to teach you about a little known thing.
DatingAdviceGuru.com, the Dating Advice Guru podcast, and YouTube content, and all content herein is copyright Morpheus Productions, LLC. Feel free to contact Carlos at www.datingadviceguru.com, on the forum, or click the Ask Carlos link on the site. We welcome your comments and questions.